Good morning, boys and girls. How many of you enjoy going to the dentist? Some of you know. Why not? Why do you not like going to the dentist? Yes. Oh, when you have cavities and you have to have those cavities taken care of, it really hurts. Yes. I know a child who every time she goes to the dentist will find about 3 or 4 or 5 or once even 6 cavities. And I guess she doesn't think going to the dentist is very fun. But do you know why you get cavities? Yes, Trevor.
Well, you eat candy, and then these bugs called sugar bugs go onto your teeth and eat that candy. And this is the gross thing. They poop out acid, which makes holes in your teeth. Then you have to fill them in.
Well, you know. I hope it's not by experience that you know. But imagine if a little boy or a little girl kept forgetting to brush their teeth, would eat lots of candy every day, and instead of drinking water, drank soda pop every day. And when they went to the dentist, would you be surprised if they had lots of cavities? No, it would not be a surprise, right? Because those are all the things that if you do those things, you'll get cavities. Do you think the dentist would ever look at that person, that child, and say, "You're a terrible person for not taking care of your teeth. Get out of my office." No, I don't know any dentist that would say that, right? What would the dentist do? Help that child by taking care of those cavities and filling them in and trying to teach that child, brush your teeth every day, don't eat so much candy or drink so much soda pop, and take care of your teeth. And do you think if that child came back again and still had cavities, would the dentist say, "Don't ever come back here again"? No. The dentist would always try to help that child and take care of those cavities, right? Do you know, boys and girls, that's kind of the way God is. God has given us rules that he says, if you follow these rules, your life will be very, very good. But lots of times, we don't follow his rules, we don't obey his commandments, and we have sin. And those sins give us problems. Do you think God ever says, "Get away from me, I don't want you around anymore"? No, God always helps us. And he helps us get rid of those sins just the way dentists help you get rid of your cavities. Isn't God wonderful? Aren't you thankful that God will never ever chase you away, but he'll always help you, even when you make mistakes? We can be thankful for that, and I hope you boys and girls will always remember, God loves you and he will take care of you. Let's pray together. Dear Jesus, thank you so much for loving us, and thank you for coming to die on the cross for us so that you can take care of all of our sins and help us to get rid of sin from our lives. I pray that you will bless these boys and girls, help them to always remember how much you love them and how much you want to help them. I pray that they will choose to let you live in their hearts every day. Bless them, bless their families, and keep them always close to you. I pray in your name. Amen. Thank you, and if you can help by picking up those baskets and taking them to the man in the back, and maybe some of you can go to the chapel too. Thank you.